Testing. Hello, everybody. This is DJ LC, only at radio.dominican.edu. And you are listening to the new show, Tinsel Talk, every Thursday here at 7 to 8, only at radio.dominican.edu. So, today I will be starting off my show with an overview of the VMAs, since those were last week, and my show was still new. One moment. I'm having some difficulties with the levels here, so I will just begin and wing it until I fake it till I make it, I guess. Anyways, the show will be today about the VMAs, since they were last week, and then I will talk about shows that are coming on for this fall, since it's a new season for most shows, and shows that are ending or seasons that have ended. And then I will go into some celebrity gossip, and then what is terrible about the movies today. So, with the VMAs, here we go. There's lots to talk about, because there was a lot going on with that I had something to say about. So first off, we have Rihanna. There's just a ton that I could say about Rihanna, because honestly, I don't understand why she's famous. I really don't feel like she can sing very well, and overall, I think she is just trashy. And her name, her nickname is Riri, which I don't feel is an appropriate nickname. Like, is that even politically correct? Like, that's not something a nickname should be, really. And then she wins Video of the Year for We Found Love, I think that's what the song's called. Anyways, old song, overplayed, why would it win? It's so old. Like, there's new, better music videos out there. There's no need for that to be Video of the Year. And then there's pictures of her sharing a kiss with Chris Brown. What do you not get, Rihanna? He beat the tar out of you. He put you in the hospital. Why would you kiss him? Why? That makes you look weak. I don't want to say unintelligent, because this is a problem, but you look weak. Which leads me to my next point of Chris Brown. And I would like to thank Chris Brown for looking like Cisco. And if you don't know who Cisco is, look him up. He is... go to YouTube, type in the thong song, and you will find Cisco. And tell me Chris Brown did not look like Cisco, because he looked like Cisco's twin. Dead on, Cisco. Just Cisco. Thong song. And then Chris Brown won Best Male Video over Justin Bieber. Not saying that Justin Bieber has to win everything, but Chris Brown beating him, I just feel like that is highly unlikely. Like, I feel like it is fan voted. How did Justin Bieber not win that one? I mean, I can see him losing to One Direction. They have probably more young voting fans right now. But Chris Brown? Really? Like, out of all those people, I can see Usher winning, but Chris Brown? No. No. That blows my mind. I feel like MTV definitely set that one up. They had to. There's no way Chris Brown beat Justin Bieber fairly. No way. Done. It's rigged. Just like America's Best Dance Crew. Rigged. And there's no telling me otherwise, because I believe it wholeheartedly that it is rigged. And then we will move on to One Direction. They won 3 awards: Most Shareworthy Video, Best Pop Video, Best New Artist, for What Makes You Beautiful. Hopefully, now, everyone can move on and stop having them perform What Makes You Beautiful at everything they are. Wherever they are, they perform it all the time. And it's a good song. I get it. It is a good song. It's catchy. I like it. I like One Direction. I love One Direction, actually. I went to their concert. I met them. They're amazing. But I would like to hear some other songs. They have a whole album. They even have an upcoming album. They can, you know, release. They can sing other songs. And then when they got their video, their award for Best Pop Video, Katy Perry broke their award. She whacked it on Harry's face and it broke. I'm pretty sure Katy Perry was drunk the whole night. Just if you saw her in the audience with Rihanna, she just looked drunk. I don't know what that's about. So she was mouthing lyrics wrong, laying her head on Rihanna. I don't understand Katy Perry at the moment right now either. And then Best Female Video went to Nicki Minaj over Beyoncé. Let that sink in. Over Beyoncé. For Love on Top. Have you seen that video? I haven't seen the video. Holy. I'm going to be honest with you. But the song alone is better than Starship. Starship, what? Is she singing for NASA? Like, where was Kanye to interrupt this one? Where was Kanye to give Beyoncé the rightful award? You let me down, Kanye. You let me down this time. Sometimes I root for you, Kanye, I'm not gonna lie. I definitely root for Beyoncé. Beyoncé is queen to Nicki Minaj's peasant. And then Drake won some award. I'm not really sure. Stopped paying attention when they started giving out stupid awards. But then he brought his whole posse on the stage. And it seems like this is a common thing for rappers, that they have to bring their whole entourage onto the stage. And I'm wondering what that's about, especially for Drake. Like, I get that he considers himself a real rapper, but does anyone else? He was on Degrassi. Degrassi. Like, he doesn't ever talk about it, but he was on it. And he's just not a rapper. I'm sorry. He can try, and I enjoy a few of his songs, I will admit, but I just don't feel like you can consider him a rapper. It just doesn't work that way. You can't go from Canada on Degrassi, which is a popular TV show, if no one has seen it before, I highly doubt it, and if you haven't, your childhood was deprived, because that's a great show. Everything happens on it. Everything. Anyways, goes from Degrassi, Canada, here, be a rapper. But it's funny, on the show, Degrassi, he was trying to be a rapper, his character, and he failed. So, what makes him think he can actually be a rapper? And then Green Day was there. This is moving on quickly, but Green Day was there. And I'm wondering, why are they relevant anymore? Like, I'm not so sure they are. I don't really know anyone that listens to their music still. I understood, like, in middle school, it was pretty big. You know, middle school, you want to rebel a little. Listen to Green Day. But I don't even think middle schoolers now are listening to Green Day. And they apparently are coming out. They're apparently coming out with more songs, rap album. I don't really know. I wasn't paying attention to Green Day. I'm just curious why they're there. They're old. Just go retire in the hills. And then, but Lady Gaga wasn't there, which doesn't bother me. She's crazy. And Justin Bieber wasn't there. But you know who shouldn't have been there? Green Day. Green Day shouldn't have been there. Out of anyone that's not going to go there, Green Day shouldn't have been there. And I will be right back after I share this lovely song with you. And I will kind of explain the song afterwards. I'm totally unprepared for this right now. Found it. Okay, be back in a jiffy. Okay, I am back. How is everybody? I hope you like that song. This is DJ LC on Penguin Radio. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Now, on to the next subject, because I am done with the VMAs. It is What's on TV. The song you just heard was It's Time by Imagine Dragons, which will be covered on tonight's Glee. Yes, finally, Glee is back on after 4 months tonight. Fox, 9 o'clock. I'm excited. You should be excited. Maybe not, but I'm excited. That's what counts. So, I am a very... I like spoilers. I like to know what happens before it's going to happen. So, of course, if I really like a show, I'm going to find spoilers. And I'm going to share some with you. I mean, it's not going to spoil the whole thing, but... Rachel and Finn, still together. Unfortunately, I really dislike them. They're annoying. Why is there so much time spent on them, too? Why do we have to see 30 seconds of them picking out chairs for their wedding? That's... We all know it's never going to happen. So why do we have to see them pick out chairs? It's ridiculous. But there is a new guy that might be tempting Rachel, hopefully, because out of Finn and Rachel, I really dislike Finn. Like, if a character had to be killed off, Finn is the man to kill off. He is by far one of the worst characters on that show. And he's supposed to be a leader. What? No. And then the episode itself is called The New Rachel. So clearly there's going to be a new star of the Glee Club. And it's going to be a freshman or sophomore, whatever grade this new person's going to be in. I know what she looks like. I don't remember her name. Marley. Just got it, actually. So there'll be some fresh faces, which I don't think should happen, because there's already too many people on that show to keep track of. Not enough airtime for all the characters that you really, really care about. But there's a new cheerleader who's supposed to be, like, taking Quinn Fabray's spot, but she looks like Quinn Fabray's 40-year-old sister. Like, nice try, Ryan Murphy, trying to pass her off a high school student. Try again. She looks 40. I am not convinced. Speaking of Ryan Murphy, because he is the creator of Glee, he's also the creator of a new show called The New Normal. And to me, this feels like an apology for all the bad episodes of Glee, all the terrible episodes. There's been several that are just ridiculous. And I feel like this is an apology for that. And Ryan Murphy, thank you. I accept. I fully accept your apology. Because The New Normal is great. It is terribly terribly politically incorrect, but so funny. So funny. Last night was the premiere of The X Factor with Demi Lovato and Britney Spears as the judge, and it also is on again right after my show, and I definitely will be watching it again because Britney Spears is like the greatest judge ever. I don't know if I liked Britney Spears a lot, but I'm not a diehard fan. But last night, she made me a fan again. She brought it with her facial expressions and how she was just so quick to say no and tell people what she thought about them. I loved it. Even when this man that auditioned knew Britney Spears, he has sang with Britney Spears before, she even said no because he was terrible. He could not sing. He tried to sing Beyonce, and it was sad. I felt bad for him, and Britney Spears was crying. But she still said no, thank goodness, because I could not stand one more note out of that man's voice. But all the judges did... Okay, L.A. Reid didn't approve this guy. But the other three judges approved this man that was wearing a wedding dress, kind of lingerie, and he was singing Born This Way, obviously. I mean, if you're going to come to X Factor tryout and wear something crazy, clearly going to sing Born This Way. Oh, how original of you. Oh, congrats for being so original. Anyways, he moved on purely for entertainment value because he couldn't sing. He was terrible, but he was entertaining because he had a whole dance and he had the veil and lipstick. It was something, that's for sure. And I've recently started watching Married to Jonas. And I'm not a big Jonas Brothers fan, so that's not why I watched it. But it was just on. I had nothing else to watch, so I started watching it. And I can tell you, it's amazing. I loved it. Not for the Jonas Brothers factor. Because honestly, Kevin, he's my least favorite Jonas. If I have to rank them, he's definitely last. And that's including behind their unfamous little brother. So he's pretty far down the list. But his wife, she's funny. She is very funny and she has charisma. And she makes me like Kevin. But Kevin's mom, Mrs. Jonas. Wow. She is a witch. I feel so bad for that family that they had to put up with her. She's terrible. She compared that Kevin's wife, Danny, uses paper napkins compared to her cloth napkins. Who notices things like this? Who can afford cloth napkins in a house on a regular basis? That seems like a lot of laundry to me. It's really pretentious of her. I don't like his mom. I really dislike his mom. And his brother's like kind of annoying on the show too. So it kind of makes, I guess, the show, honestly, now that I have talked through it, the show makes me like Kevin a little bit more than his brothers, just because he's the least annoying out of them. So I retract my first statement now that I think about it. And that is on E! On like Sundays, I think, at like 10 or 10:30, one of those times. I don't know, I catch reruns. I don't usually watch anything on E! When it first comes out. Because I can never keep track of how many stupid shows they have. Because they have a lot. Stupid but entertaining. Don't get me wrong. Speaking of entertaining, one of my favorite shows, Dancing with the Stars, is coming back for an all-star season. Woo! And one of the all-stars is going to be Apollo Anton Ono. He is a Olympic speed skater. And when he was on the show first, he won. Also, that's why he's an all-star. And I feel like I personally made him win. Because you can get like 5 votes per phone. And I used 2 different phone lines. My mom's cell phone, my cell phone, my dad's cell phone. I had my grandma calling for him. And then I went on the computer and made 3 different email accounts just for the show so I could vote for him. Because I wasn't going to have him lose. He was winning. Therefore, you're welcome, Apollo. I helped you win. He is going to be on the show again. So obviously I'll be watching. And I think his partner this time is going to be Cheryl. I think. I could be wrong. But that's just what I heard. And SNL is back this weekend, but no Kristen Wiig, which makes me sad. Very sad. I love Kristen Wiig. She is very funny. And the host this weekend is... Actually, I totally forgot his name just now. I blanked. I had it, and I blanked. But it is Seth MacFarlane. Wait, I think that's his name. Creator of Family Guy. Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, he's host. And I'm pretty sure Mumford & Sons is the band. That could be next week, though. I know they're coming up, and I like that band. So I'm also watching SNL this weekend, if I can. Sad news, though. Jersey Shore is on its last season. Oh, I'm kidding. It's not sad news. Well, I'm kind of sad. But then also, at the same time, I feel like it's time. Most of them are in their 30s. Early 30s, and they don't do anything besides Jersey Shore. And I feel like it's time to reevaluate your lives, people. It was funny. First season, second season, it was cool. After that, it got a little sad. Sad to say the least, actually. When all they do is fight and get drunk and sleep with women, because it's mostly the girls on the show don't really do anything besides fight. So the men, they fight and sleep with women. And it's time to grow up. Including you, Pauly D, which I love you. You're the best one on there. Best. Now we are coming to shows that have ended. Pretty Little Liars ended for the season. And we find out that Toby is part of Team A. I didn't get to watch this on when it first came out, but I had it spoiled for me by somebody. They texted me saying Toby was A, and I was devastated. And this is where I cue Tyra Banks' voice when I say, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. Because Toby, you were a suspect. You were very suspect from episode 1, and then you cleared your name, only to be suspect again. I feel personally betrayed by you, Toby. And I hope, because I've heard theories, that you are only on Team A so that you can help out the Pretty Little Liars. And I hope that's true. I hope it. I hope you can redeem yourself in my eyes. But it's going to be tough, Toby. It really is. Tuesday was the end of Teen Mom, the original cast. So that was from the first 16 and pregnant. And they're all like 20 now. So they're all not that old still. But it feels like they should be old. That ended. That was something. I loved the original cast. Minus Amber. She's crazy. Crazy. But she wasn't even at the reunion. She's in jail, from what I heard. I could be wrong. My roommate told me she's in jail. I believe my roommate. But then Farrah, of course, she did her cry. I'm pretty sure she cried. I feel like she cries every time, so I'm just going to assume she cried again at the reunion. And then Macy, we found out Kyle cheated on Macy, which that wasn't really that big of a surprise. I mean, they're only 20, and she has a kid, and they were basically acting like they're married, but they weren't, and he's still young. I'm just saying, I could see it. And then they bring Macy's baby daddy and his new girlfriend out. And obviously Dr. Drew is doing this for drama because it's Dr. Drew. Like, I feel like he just needs that drama. And there was some arguments there while Ryan, the baby daddy, sat in the middle looking very awkward, which was the best part of the entire reunion because his awkward is just funny. And then after the reunion, it's funny because Dallas, the baby daddy girlfriend, and the baby daddy were talking about how in love they were. But then right after the show ends, they break up. It was on Twitter, confirmed. So clearly she was just in it for the money, what little money I think she gets from being on the 3 episodes she was on for like 30 seconds total. And then my favorite couple on the show, Kayla and Tyler, the only ones that are still together because they gave their baby up for adoption. They have set a wedding date, and I would be curious to see their wedding. So maybe, I don't know, MTV, here's an idea. Have a little TV special for their wedding. That'd be pretty cool. I'd watch it. I know some friends that would watch it. MTV, you're welcome. Just gave you a great idea for another stupid show. And that is my cue to play you some more wonderful music of my choosing. And this time, it will be Olly Murs with, he is British. I don't know if you've heard him. He's amazing. But it is Olly Murs with Dance With Me.
Treat for you tonight. I'm gonna call my friend Ollie up here to sing to you ladies. Ollie! Let's go, man.
My name is Ollie, nice to meet you. Can I tell you, baby? Look around, there's a whole lot of pretty ladies, but none like you. You shine so bright.
Bye.
And we are back. Hello. You're listening to DJ LC on Tinsel Talk only at radio.dominican.edu every Thursday at 7. Funny story about that last song, Sirens in the Back. I like to play this song when I'm driving. And my mom, she always, never fails. She always gets, oh, there's cops. No, I told you this before. It's the song, but she never fails. Always gets her. So funny. I think it's funny, at least. Anyways, on to celebrity gossip, which is my favorite part because my first topic is something I love to talk about. It is Ryan Lochte. If you don't know who he is, he's an Olympic swimmer. By far the dumbest man I have ever encountered. I don't know if I can say encountered since I've clearly never met him. But he's stupid. I have a few tweets of his just to prove my point, because I found a whole Tumblr that has his dumb tweets on it. And the very top one says, For those who understood, no need to explain. Thank you, Ryan Lochte, for your wise words. And then we will just scroll down here to the bottom one, because I looked at these before. It says, when you jump off, make sure you land on feet first. You are a clever man. Where did you come up with these sayings, Ryan? Oh, man. See, my problem with Ryan is his... Well, clearly, I have a problem with him being this stupid and thinking it's okay. Like, first off, you were supposed to have gone to college. Like, what college did you go to? Anyways, besides the point, on to the next part of my rant about Ryan Lochte. This year coming up, he said it was going to be his year. He was going to beat Michael Phelps at everything. He was going to win everything. He was taking home the gold. It was his year. What does he do? He goes to the Olympics. He beats Michael Phelps in one event. An event, by the way, that Michael Phelps has only been training for 4 months. So he beats Michael Phelps. Cool. Ooh, yeah, okay. That's one medal down. What do you do next? You lose the relay. It was your fault, Ryan. You lost the relay. He lost the relay for the U.S. I'm pretty sure against the French, which makes it worse, really. Because the French swim team, that's a whole other issue on my book. But then he loses his individual events. He loses all his other individual events. So basically, he was a lot of talk and no action, which really irritates me. Don't say you're going to be really good and then not show up. Just don't do it. And now, what really gets me is he's everywhere. But, okay, I'm gonna digress, because I forgot a point. There was his stupidness, his swimming that I have a problem with, and then just how overall D-baggy-ish he is. In several interviews, he was talking about how his favorite part of the Olympics is hooking up in the Olympic Village. And his mom even said that he's too busy for relationships and he'd rather have one-night stands. Can you be more of a D-bag? Like, I said that twice now in a very short amount of time, but I just feel like that's the only real word that describes him. But anyways, okay. Those are my 3 points of why I dislike him. And now, he's everywhere. I can't lose him. Like, he's everywhere. Every time I turn, he's there. He's going to be on 30 Rock. He was on Fashion Police. And he's going to be at Fashion Week. And he wants to be on The Bachelor. Which, thank goodness he's not. I celebrated when I saw that he was not going to be on The Bachelor. And he wants to be on Dancing with Stars. Which, if he is, I will not be watching that season. Guaranteed. Anyways, he's going to be on 30 Rock. Fashion Police. He was already on that. He's been on E! News several times. Unfortunately, I saw those E! News. And he's also one of the stars owning own clothing brand with his catchphrase, Zha. What is Zha? I would like to know that. I don't, from what I've researched, because I was actually curious if this stood for anything, it doesn't mean anything. Clothing brand, Zha. I don't know. That's stupid. That's a dumb name. Maybe it's just my biasness and that I don't like Ryan Lochte, but that is definitely going to be a waste of money. And there's rumors now about him dating Miss USA. Her name is Olivia Culpo. And I don't watch pageants, but if she's dating Ryan Lochte, she is clearly also not the sharpest tool in the shed. Which this brings me to this poll that I've come up with in my mind for my own real personal enjoyment, but it is the dumbest couple poll. Dumb as in intelligence, not like I just think they're weird or they're actual intelligence-wise. And so far in this poll, we have Ryan Lochte and Miss USA, Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt, and they're not too relevant anymore, but the fact that if you saw them on the hills, you'd understand that that type of unintelligence just sticks with you. And Rob Pattinson and Kay Stu, so Kristen Stewart, I feel like both of them are pretty unintelligent, so together that is like bombshell of unintelligence. But this is my own personal choice. If I could choose a couple, this would be it's my dream team, really. And this dream team consists of Ryan Lochte and Audrina Partridge from The Hills. Because I feel like she is the most unintelligent woman that I see on TV. And he's the most unintelligent man. Therefore, boom, dream team. And I might add on to this poll as I venture out. But that is my poll for right now. And I personally think Ryan Lochte is winning with Miss USA. But I might just have to look up Miss USA to see how unintelligent she is. Next on my list of things to talk about. Prince Harry had these naked photos, and I didn't find it to be a big deal. But people are still talking about it on E! News and other entertainment sites. So I guess it's a big deal. But I don't understand. Okay, royalty to me seems like they're like famous people. Like the famous people here. They don't have any real power. So if famous people here can get naked and cause a ruckus or get pictures of them leaked, why can't Prince Harry? Let him do his thing. He's never going to be... There's a low chance that he'll ever be king. And even if he was king, who cares? He had naked photos. I mean, if he was your king, wouldn't you want to see naked photos of him? I mean, get to know your king. Now, there I saw, this caught my attention, that there was a battle royale. Those are my terms, not the internet's terms. Between Kris Jenner and Honey Boo Boo. And if you haven't seen Honey Boo Boo, it's a show. I've never watched it because I feel like I watch the Kardashians and that's enough punishment. Anyways. So there is a... Well, Kris Jenner said that she has no hard feelings against the little girl that is Honey Boo Boo. And she was only saying that she has never heard of her. Which makes sense, because it's Honey Boo Boo, you're kind of a peasant in the reality TV show world. And, okay, this I actually like found kind of interesting. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds got married in secret like a couple weeks ago, but people are just finding out about it. I think it's kind of cool that they kept it in secret, but honestly, I like Blake Lively. She's a pretty girl. But that's a downgrade, Ryan Reynolds. Just saying, that's a downgrade from your last wife. And I am constantly seeing on TV Lady Gaga and her perfume, which then led me to look up more Lady Gaga stuff because she is ridiculous on her own. And there are pictures of her and she has shaved the back of her head, just the back, like underneath, like going upwards, so you can cover it, but shaved back. I think you can cover it. I didn't actually see that many photos, but I saw the shaved back of the head. And I know it is kind of a trend for girls to shave the side of their head, which I think is an ugly trend. But she had to take it. Obviously, it's Lady Gaga. She had to take it one step further and shave the back. She's ridiculous. I don't like her either. She needs to leave. She needs to go away. And one of my favorite people to talk about, Chris Brown, got a neck tattoo. And it resembles that of Rihanna's beaten face. He denies the claims that it has anything to do with her or resembles her. But it looks like her. It really does. I saw it. Looks like her. Which leads me to this whole Chris Brown and Kristen Stewart thing. She cheated on her boyfriend. He put someone in the hospital. There is talk that she's losing jobs over this, that people are losing respect over her, about her over this. It's no one else's business. Like, she cheated on her boyfriend, that's all. I mean, it's a big deal, but not compared to what Chris Brown did. Chris Brown put someone in the hospital. Like, if anyone's gonna, and he's still accepted back into society, he was winning awards. That's nonsense. That's just nonsense to me. Nonsense. And I don't know if you know who Levi Johnson is. That's another winner. He got Sarah Palin's daughter pregnant. Anyways, he had his second kid with his new girlfriend, and they claimed the pregnancy was not planned. Big shocker there. And they named the kid Breeze. Well, good luck, Breeze. Because first off, you have Levi Johnson as your father, and you have the name Breeze. So your life is already, from the start, terrible. And I am going to finish on this note. It's a scary one. It really is. It is Octomom. She is getting into pornography to make money. I personally don't understand why people are still talking about her. She's disgusting. But I would like to send my thoughts to those people she has to work with in this pornography industry. Those poor, poor souls. That is disgusting. Oh, man, I hope no one's watching those videos. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself if you watch those videos. That's nasty. Just pure grossness. Lucky you, though. I have time for one more topic. And I have a bunch of topics to choose from. Okay. Found one. There's been rumors that Beyonce and Kim Kardashian have like a beef. They don't like each other. But Kim reports these rumors are not true. But they should be. I feel like that would be interesting. Because come on, Kim Kardashian is a peasant compared to Queen Beyonce. Beyonce is queen compared to Kim Kardashian. Who likes Kim Kardashian's a joke. She doesn't do anything. Beyonce is a queen compared to her. Kim Kardashian, you are a peasant. You should be lucky. You should count yourself lucky to be in the presence of Beyonce. And I am going to wrap my show up with another song. This has been real fun. I know time flies when you're having a blast listening to me talk about people. One of my favorite things to do. Okay, this has been DJ LC on Tinsel Talk. You can catch me next Thursday, same time, 7 to 8, at radio.dominican.edu. And here is, I totally just hit the mic. Sorry. This is a good song, so here we go.
It may be over for now, but I am sure I'll see you again. again one day, my friend. When the lights fade away, your memory remains. Time may take us far away. Surely time can bring us back together. Like an old school reunion, I'll be standing at the door, and you'll still lock.